This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, January 31, 2017. Paul Layton writes in the Salem News, Lahey Health and Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center announced Monday that they will explore a merger, a move that would impact hospitals and patients throughout the North Shore and Cape Ann. The two organizations said their boards of directors have signed a letter of intent to explore creating a combined system anchored by two nationally recognized academic medical centers. Lahey and Beth Israel have talked about merging before, but this time have taken the more formal step of signing a letter of intent. The process would take a year or more, according to a letter from Lahey Health President and CEO Dr. Howard Grant to the organization's philanthropic partners. Paul Layton continues, a combined Lahey-Beth Israel organization would impact several local hospitals, including Beverly Hospital and Addison Gilbert in Gloucester, which are part of Lahey Health, and Anna Jakes Hospital in Newburyport, Lawrence General Hospital are clinically affiliated with Beth Israel Deaconess. More on this story with Paul Layton in today's Salem News. There's news on school buildings from two North Shore communities, Beverly and Saugus. Bill Newell has the details.
Rick, let's first begin in Beverly. The Briscoe Middle School building is recommended to be sold off and turned into something new. Ariana McNeil writes on today's front page of the Salem News, the city's Public Building Reuse Committee voted to recommend declaring Briscoe surplus and putting it out a request for proposals to developers for future use, including a preferred option of keeping the building or parts of it intact. Determining the future of Briscoe is important as the city prepares to open its new Beverly Middle School in September of 2018. At the same time, the city also wants to build a new police station at 175 Elliott Street, an empty parcel in front of the Cummings Center, to replace the overcrowded station. Freeing up the current police station, the City Hall Annex, means the city could rework the space into offices, consolidating multiple city departments housed off-site under one roof. In the other school building story here on the North Shore, in Saugus, Bridget Turcotte writes in today's edition of the Daily Item, parents were schooled on the future of the Saugus Public Schools at a meeting Monday afternoon. Residents learned more about the combination middle and high school building plans as officials prepare for the project to enter its next phase with the Massachusetts School Building Authority, the quasi-independent government agency that funds public schools. The School Building Committee will present plans to the MSBA on Wednesday and expects to hear in coming weeks that they've progressed to the next phase, schematic design, which lasts about a year and a half. The project is expected to cost about $153.4 million. In June, town meeting will be presented with a Proposition 2.5 debt exclusion vote that would increase the tax levy beyond the state limit of 2.4% for more than 20 years or until the project is paid off. More on both of these stories in the Daily Item of Lynn and the Salem News. I'm Bill Newell for North Shore Today, MSO News Sports. Rick?
Okay, Bill, thank you. In Swampscott, officials are hoping their expected new harbor master brings calmer waters. Gino Cresta, interim town administrator and Department of Public Works director, said he'll be appointing Swampscott Police Sergeant William Waters as the new interim harbor master to the Board of Selectmen on Wednesday. Naomi Dreeben, chairwoman of the Board of Selectmen, said she expects the board to approve the appointment. If approved, Waters would start his new position on Thursday, according to Cresta. He said the position, which pays a stipend of $7,983 or $665 a month, is a yearly appointment. He'll be in place through June 30. Cresta said he was interested in appointing Waters because of his knowledge of the harbor and because he's a police officer. One of the qualifications to become the harbor master is police academy training. For the winter, Waters' duties will mainly pertain to mooring applications and renewals, according to Cresta, as the prime harbor season runs from Memorial Day to Labor Day. If appointed, Waters will be replacing Harbor Master Lawrence Bithell, who is facing criminal charges for use of an expired license plate and has been on paid administrative leave since September. Bithell was arraigned in Lynn District Court in October on charges of attaching or concealing a registration plate, use of an uninsured trailer, and use of an unregistered trailer. He was also issued a citation for misuse of an official number plate. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times by check it in today's itemlive.com by Gayla Colley. The State House reporter Christian Wade is writing that drug dealers who deliver fatal doses of heroin could face murder charges if Massachusetts becomes the latest state to target the supply chain behind overdoses. A Beacon Hill proposal would give prosecutors the authority to file second-degree murder charges punishable by a mandatory 10 years in prison against dealers who sell drugs tied to overdose deaths. Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr, Republican from Gloucester, is quoted as saying, "If you're trafficking in drugs and someone dies as a result, that is the equivalent of murder and people should be held accountable." Details are still being hammered out, but Tarr said he draws a distinction between traffickers and addicts who peddle opioids to feed their habit. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.